Well, here in Spain, it's the turn of Cahal Rochford to join me today. How are you today?
I'm very good, Howard. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping busy, which is very good, I guess. Yeah.
Likewise.
Yes. Well, our topic this week is managing your investments in Spain. Your investment portfolio should be structured around your risk profile, objectives, and circumstances, as well as by tax and inheritance planning advantages in Spain. So Cahal will explain all this in more detail, we hope. So Cahal, is a move to Spain a good time to renew your savings and investments?
I think it's the perfect time for a completely fresh review of your investments and savings to ensure your overall portfolio is suitable for you today, is designed to meet your aims and current risk appetite, and that you have adequate diversification to reduce risks, as well as being in the right tax planning structure for Spain. Once you're retired and living in Spain, your circumstances and objectives may have completely changed from when you were, you know, working or during your career in the UK. It's likely that your risk tolerance may have also changed. You may need to generate income from the portfolio or take ad hoc withdrawals from the capital. So it's important to realize that you may start to draw down from your investments as opposed to just accumulating your investments. And besides that, you need to protect the capital that generates the income. So you have to be careful about managing risks and being optimally diversified. You should aim to earn at least enough capital to keep pace with inflation over time, to maintain your spending power throughout retirement, for example. It can be a fine balance. The structure you hold your investments will also need to be reviewed too. UK tax-efficient structures will generally offer no tax advantage for residents here in Spain, and can actually lead to excess taxation and reporting. There are equivalent structures here in Spain that are far more suitable. So overall, in summary, moving to Spain can be an exciting new chapter, but it is crucial not to leave the financial planning behind.
It is a new chapter. It's like turning a new page, I think, for a lot of people when they move.
But, absolutely.
Yeah. What happens about people who've owned investments for years? Does everything need to come under the microscope now? Or is that too much to ask?
Yeah, good question, Howard. I would say yes, a full objective review is certainly recommended. A good investment strategy in the wrong tax structure will produce dampened returns over time, and that investment can quickly become average. Tax will be a continuous erosive constraint. You may no longer be able to obtain advice and servicing on the plan. And then in the future, up to 40% of it may be taken with inheritance taxes rather than going to your family on your passing. So all of this can be avoided if you get the right advice and structuring done. If you made, for example, good profits on your UK investments, such as ISAs or UK homes or properties, when moving to Spain, there can be significant tax planning opportunities to take advantage of to restructure your investment capital on planning for your future here in Spain. In the UK, ISAs and structures like that may have been the most suitable investments at the time on your objectives back then. But are they suitable for your life today in Spain? And do they work well together within an overall portfolio here? So all of this is worth reviewing with a specialist advisor locally here in Spain.
Well, a major overhaul sounds quite daunting. So where do you suggest people start?
The starting point really is to understand your lifestyle plans, objectives, and an objective assessment of your risk tolerance and a good understanding of your aims, circumstances, needs, and objectives, and your time horizon, of course. I think the good place to start is by asking yourself a couple of questions, like what are you looking to achieve? Do you need income to help finance your retirement? Or are you looking for growth or a combination of both? Are you looking to retain your capital into the future, or do you need to draw down from it in early retirement? What's your time horizon? Do you need your savings to last just your lifetime, or do you hope to pass on wealth to your children? What are your personal and family circumstances? What are your monthly expenses? What pension savings do you have? Do you have a family to consider? Do you expect to live here for the long term? Or are you, for example, looking to buy or sell a property? What currency? Converting sterling into euros for your expenses in Spain can put you at the mercy of exchange rate movements. So it may be better to hold a combination of currencies within your investment portfolios, which can offer optimal currency flexibility. How much investment risk are you really comfortable with? Have you done a risk profiling assessment with an advisor? What level of risk does your current portfolio have? And is this suitable for the next stage of your life here in Spain? And then finally, how much Spanish tax are you paying on your investments? What was tax efficient in the UK is unlikely to be tax efficient here in Spain. So, you know, how much tax savings can you generate by restructuring your capital? So your overall investment strategy should be specifically designed around the answers to these questions. And, you know, your portfolio needs to be created and managed to meet your circumstances and your objectives for your future here in Spain.
Yeah. Looking at that four-letter word risk, it's an ideal world we'd have investments which produce a decent return with little or no risk. But presumably that's not possible. So how do you find the right balance for your savings and your future?
Yeah, so risk is it can be a complicated thing to assess. And the starting point is to obtain a clear assessment of your attitude to and your appetite for risk. Otherwise, the result may be an investment portfolio that is not suitable or could carry too much or too little risk. These days, there are sophisticated ways of evaluating your risk appetite, involving a combination of psychometric assessments and considerations of your other assets and your investment objectives. And so also, of course, your previous investment experience must be taken into account as well. Every set of investments can be forecast to display a given amplitude of risk. Low amplitude may lead to less investment risk, but also lower likely returns, whereas a higher amplitude of risk brings greater potential for higher returns, but also higher investment risk. So the key is to ensuring that your investment portfolio matches your attitude to risk. It is quite difficult to assess effectively your own risk profile, and you will likely benefit from professional objective guidance. Without a sound assessment, you may find yourself with a portfolio that is too risky or too cautious for you. And the goal here really is to strike the right balance of achieving good returns together with being able to, you know, sleep at night and retaining peace of mind when markets get choppy, which is to be expected from time to time.
Can you explain more about asset allocation and diversification? What's the difference and why are they important?
Yeah, so they're both very important. So diversification overall is crucial and is the cornerstone of a good investment portfolio. So diversification relates to how concentrated your investments are or how diverse they are. So if you have a diversity of investments, you tend to spread the risk further, and it can, you know, reduce the potential for any investment losses. So on the other hand, asset allocation relates to how your portfolio is constructed. What makes up your portfolio? Is there equities in there or stocks? Do you have bonds and cash in the portfolio or property or other alternative investments? And usually having a professional assessment will ensure that you have the optimal level of diversification and the assets are well spread by asset class, geography and various other factors. Diversification is very, very important. And if we think about, you know, during one's lifetime, during someone's career, perhaps somebody has a concentration of assets, perhaps a business or a property, for example, and these can be a great way to build wealth. However, when you come towards retirement, diversification and de-risking can be key to preserving your wealth and to grow it and generate an income sustainably into retirement. Often a rotation away from less liquid assets into more accessible portfolio of investments makes for good financial planning. This may again involve reducing property assets and replace this and the income with a well-diversified portfolio of investments. And some of this can be done very tax efficiently before leaving the UK. So most of us recognise that for some of our assets, exposure to the markets gives us a better chance of outperforming inflation and producing real returns over the medium to long term. And if we zoom out and take the longer term view, taking on market risk will invariably yield better returns than leaving your money in the bank.
You remind me of the great Bill Blevins, who used to describe this as different pistons in an engine. One's going up, the other one's going down.
That's very true. I mean, it's quite common that, in some years where stocks push ahead, bonds may lag and vice versa. In a challenging year for stock markets, what usually happens is bonds kind of hold up quite better. And that's why historically there's been a lot of, balanced portfolios, be it 50-50 or 60-40, where you have that hedge within the portfolio to prevent kind of, different pistons moving in the same direction. You want that kind of balance between the different components of your portfolio.
Yeah. So what is multi-manager investing? Does this help reduce risk?
Multi-manager investing is where you have several different fund managers within a portfolio which are blended together. So rather than having, one manager who is going to take into consideration every asset class in the world and each sector and geography, a multi-manager will try to find the very best fund managers from each corner of each market. So you might have one manager looking after US equities, another manager looking after UK bonds, for example. And overall, this can reduce your reliance on any one investment manager making the right decisions in all market conditions. So it also avoids having, all of your eggs in the one basket and avoiding what we've seen as star managers who can fall out of favor, which history has proven. So I think overall it's good to have, many, many different managers and some of the world's best managers within your portfolio. And it will give you risk-adjusted positive returns with less risk overall. So it's a very, very prudent, sound investment approach, which has proven to provide solid investment returns, but actually reducing the level of risk within a portfolio.
When and where does Spanish tax and estate planning come into all of this?
Yes, good question, Howard. So in each country, there will be optimal structures to hold your investments to ensure the minimal amount of taxation. And if left unchecked, tax can greatly dampen the returns you'll generate from your investment portfolio. For example, holding a non-qualifying investment here in Spain will attract income tax on the uplift of the portfolio annually, whether the gains are realized or not. So ensuring your investments are in compliance with Spanish tax laws will greatly simplify matters for you and will make a major difference to your long-term investment returns. Therefore, tax planning is very important. When living in the UK, your financial advisor will view your planning through a UK lens and optimize for UK tax, which of course makes sense. So therefore, when living in Spain, you will need to adjust your planning to optimize for Spanish taxation. And it's best to have an advisor who's suitably regulated and qualified to do so. So, one avoidable trap that we often see is UK nationals who become resident in Spain and they retain their UK tax planning bias, which can be costly and can lead to tax assumptions here in Spain that are not correct. UK investments such as ISAs are fully taxable here in Spain. So keeping your UK approach can lead you to paying far more tax than you need to. So overall, as I said, it's better to, look at Spanish-focused, Spanish-centric investments, which can really improve your tax position. Estate planning is also, of course, a core part of the planning we do for our clients across Europe. And it's very prudent to begin looking at this, on a move to Spain or approaching retirement. The key message here is not risk leaving it too late. The longer you leave your estate planning, the more expensive it can become. So it's important to decide who you want to leave your assets to, how much, and when. When living in Spain, you'll need to consider the Spanish succession tax laws and also UK inheritance tax should you remain domiciled in the UK or if you hold UK assets. Oftentimes, your estate will need to contend with both tax systems, and planning things correctly can minimize the tax burden on both sides and ensure that your family wealth passes down to the next generation in a very tax-efficient, timely way with the minimal interference of Spanish and UK probates and obviously far less inheritance taxes.
What advice do you have for those who've already have a portfolio set up but have new capital to invest? Maybe they've received an inheritance or sold a property.
Yeah, I would say to speak to your financial advisor and they'll be able to provide advice and recommendations for this additional capital. Usually once the tax, estate planning and financial planning is already in place, this should be quite a straightforward process as much of the groundwork will have already been done. It is important, however, to undertake a full financial and tax review when allocating new capital to one's portfolio, as their circumstances may have changed and these facts need to be captured and taken into account. Also, as you mentioned, if it was an inheritance or sold a property, there may very well be tax implications there too. So as part of the investment allocation, you may need to kind of consider how much tax may be due and hold some capital back to cover any tax liabilities. So yeah, it's quite a simple process, I would say. But still, I think each time you add capital or even, any financial action to be done, it's worth sitting down with your advisor and having a proper review.
And finally, how often should you review your investments, and why is that important?
Indeed, yeah, regular reviews are very important. It's important to review your portfolio, I would say, at least once a year, and to make sure that your financial, tax, estate planning is on track, and to rebalance your investments, which your advisor should do this as part of their ongoing service. As asset values rise and fall within the markets, your portfolio can shift away from the allocations designed at the outset to match your risk profile and your objective. So you may need to make adjustments to re-establish your original risk mandate. So you should also consider if any of your circumstances have changed and the implications for your portfolio. I would say people who don't take advantage of an annual review or a 6-monthly review, if they go many years without a review, a lot of things can change, and therefore your financial planning may be out of date, even on the estate planning side. At Blevins Franks, we ensure our clients' portfolios are put in the right structure to limit taxation and to meet their financial and estate planning needs. We look to, on an annual basis, objectively assess their appetite for risk and match it with the optimal investment portfolio to suit their risk appetite and investment objectives. And importantly, you know, just review overall their entire financial planning. And so this is very important for us at Blevins Franks. We make sure we see our clients at the very least on an annual basis. And overall, this just will ensure that our clients' financial, tax and retirement planning is correctly structured today, tomorrow and into the future, of course.
And for those who don't know you, the website is a great place to start.
Yes, blevinsfranks.com is a very good website. So all of our advisors in our local areas will be available there. You can reach out to us and arrange an appointment. And there are also several podcasts and articles, and even we have our Living in Spain and Living in France, etc. books, which are very useful guides for anybody looking to move to the countries where we advise. So yeah, I'd recommend anybody to have a look at our website, or, you know, feel free to give us a call at our local offices, and we'd be very happy to sit down, have a cup of coffee and have a chat with you.
Many thanks. We'll talk again in about 3 weeks.
Thanks, Howard. I look forward to it.